Today on Jewish Community Radio, we will talk with an award-winning television producer, Scott Davis, who discovered for himself the literary greats of the late 19th century. One of them, Jacob Dennison, friend, mentor, advisor, and himself a writer at the turn of the 20th century. Coming up on Jewish Community Radio today. Listen to Jewish Community Radio. I'm going to clue you in to something very important. There's a first ever translation of Yiddish stories by forgotten authors that has just been released. And on the phone with me now is Scott Davis, a public television producer who founded the Small Press to bring 19th century Yiddish fiction to the English speaking world. We have lots to talk about, but first let me introduce and welcome Scott Davis to Jewish Community Radio. Scott, welcome.
Thank you so much, Estelle. It's wonderful to be with you today.
Well, you know, when we say 19th century modern Yiddish literature, we think of Sholem Aleichem, Mendel Machasvorim, Yud Lamed Peretz, or I.L. Peretz. But you have introduced me and the world, I guess, and many other people to someone else. You have introduced Jacob Dennison in this book called Memories and Scenes that you have had translated. Now, why would a man of your experience go to Yiddish literature of the 19th century?
Well, actually, I was introduced to Yiddish literature in English translation when I was a teenager. I grew up in the Los Angeles area, and I attended what was called a mittelschule that was interested in Jewish culture and the Yiddish language and Yiddish theater, Yiddish drama, and music and dance. And so I was first introduced to the classic writers of modern Yiddish literature at that time. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, there are Mendele Mocher Sforim, who's been called the Zayde of modern Yiddish literature, mm-hmm. and Sholem Aleichem, who wrote the wonderful Tevye stories that were turned into Fiddler on the Roof, Yud Lamed Peretz, or I.L. Peretz. So I kind of carried these books along that I acquired when I was a teenager throughout my life as I traveled from place to place working in public television. And then in about 2001, I had an opportunity to teach a religious school class at my local synagogue. Mm-hmm. And I had a class of ninth graders. And I sometimes jokingly refer to them as the class from Gehenna, uh-huh. the class from hell, because they were a very rowdy bunch. So anyway, in an effort to try to engage them in the class, I brought in one of these books that I had been carrying around with me for years. It was a book of translated Yiddish stories. Read a story by Peretz to the class, and they got very quiet. And I thought, well, how could they fall asleep so quickly? Well, when I looked up, it turned out that they were wide awake, they were paying attention, and when the story was over, we had a wonderful conversation. So in a way, that experience reintroduced me to these Yiddish writers from the 19th century. And as I started to try to think about ways of bringing these stories forward, I started doing research on Sholem Aleichem and on Peretz, and I started seeing this name popping up here and there, Jacob Dennison.
Jacob Dennison. Let me spell that name out for them. Jacob, D-I-N-E-Z-O-N. Jacob Dennison, a name I had never heard before. And I also had a similar educational background to you.
Right. Well, he was a very successful Yiddish writer at the end of the 19th century and into the early 20th century. Mm-hmm. He was a well-known novelist, credited with writing the first sentimental novel in Yiddish. Mm-hmm. And the other thing was that surprised me was that he befriended and mentored almost every literary figure of his day,
including
the three classic writers.
As well as Abraham Goldfaden, you told me.
Exactly right. He was right there. I mean, Shin Onsky, who was the author of the play The Dybbuk, and was also a very well-known ethnographer, mm-hmm. Was a close friend. So he was very, very involved with the Jewish literary circle of Russia and Eastern Europe at that time.
Do you have any idea why we are not as well informed about Jacob Dinesen as we are with Shalom Aleichem and the others?
He remained faithful to his values and to his writing style. And I think as Jewish writers tried to embrace more modern literature, I think Dinesen remained a bit old-fashioned. The other part, too, was I don't think he had the same desire for the limelight as Peretz had and as Shalom Aleichem had. I sometimes talk about the relationship between Dinesen and Peretz. They were very close friends. But I think of Peretz as the rooster, you know, always out there crowing. And Dinesen more of the hen, who's kind of, you know, helping out, being in the background, supporting his friends, supporting all of his friends, actually. I mean, he supported, he helped encourage Shalom Aleichem's writing. I learned later on from some of the research material that Dinesen actually advised Mendel Mocher Sforum, which was the pen name for Sholem Abramovich, on some of his business dealings. So Dinesen was really, I think, somewhat of a producer in addition to being a writer.
I see.
He had the business skills, and people relied on him to help them out.
Jacob Dinesen was one of the most successful Yiddish writers of the late 1800s, around the turn of the century. He was a friend and mentor to almost every major Jewish literary figure of his day. Dinesen was not only connected with the writers of the time, but also of the theater, very strongly involved in theater with Abraham Goldfaden, from what your book tells us.
Dinesen was not an actor, but he was very engaged with the theater community in Warsaw. And there are actually photographs that you can find on the YIVO website showing Dinesen sitting down, being surrounded by a troupe of Yiddish theater performers. And the chapter actually includes several stories, including some information about Goldfaden and how he, who had been so loved and respected in Eastern Europe, was really almost neglected when he came to New York to be a part of the Yiddish theater in America. But then Dinesen goes on to kind of give a critique of one of the plays that he saw in the theater in Warsaw. And it's just a wonderful, fun way of looking at what Jewish theater was like in Warsaw around the turn of the 20th century.
I can tell you, I enjoyed this book, and I'm going to give it for gifts. And I hope you take it under your wing and get a copy of Memories and Scenes real soon. I thank you, Scott, so much, and we will talk further sometime.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Estelle. It was a wonderful pleasure talking with you.
Nice meeting you over the phone.